Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hello, Dr. Atolabe. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you today?
Well, very well. Thank you so much for asking. Are you good?
I'm very good. I praise God.
Fantastic. There you have it. Thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about asthma this afternoon, and we'd like to actually get into some natural remedies for asthma. And we've been talking about asthma in our lifestyle and wellness segment. And today we want to learn about some natural ways of treating or managing asthma. So before we get to that, please do reiterate whether or not asthma is curable or if it is just something that we need to manage and live with.
Well, the good news is that it is curable, especially because there are two objectives when we are talking about dealing with asthma. The one side is to locate and isolate the cause. Now, if we locate and isolate the causes of asthma, then that's it. Then the person will not need to be subjected to the problems again. And the other objective is to relieve symptoms. Well, when it is to relieve symptoms, then we know we haven't gotten a good hold of the problem yet. So with those two objectives, and the first objective being becoming realizable, I hope I agree. Yes, when we are able to realize and do the first objective, then definitely asthma should be a thing of the past.
Now, Doc, tell me, what is it that we can do now in terms of the natural methods of treating it or remedies? Please take us through that.
Yes, there are many things, and we'll go through some of the things that we can to show that definitely we can give some help. First of all, I would like to say that drugs do not treat or get rid of any disease, because they have serious side effects and they are not able to take care of the cause of the problem. Once they are not able to do that, then they cannot cure the disease. Therefore, it is necessary that we focus on what we can do naturally to be able to turn the tide of asthma around and have a person live good, healthy life. Because asthma is very dangerous. It can kill, it can result in death, and very quickly too, the acute attack. Anxiety comes into play, and that is one area in which we need to allay the fear of the person under attack, especially when it's a child, because they will definitely get very, very anxious and afraid. So it's very good. One thing we can let the person who is under a severe asthma attack is to encourage blowing, bending down slightly, and then tell the person, blow through a small hole. We can even make a hole with our fingers, the thumb and the forefinger together, and tell the person to blow through. Try, blow through this. When that is done, it actually will open up the bronchi a little bit, and then the person can breathe a little easier. Because the problem with asthma is the not able to breathe out, able to bring in air, but to breathe out becomes a problem. So that little exercise will help to open up the bronchi and allow air to come out of the lungs and then continue to do that. Water, a glass of water taken every 10 minutes, for a little one, less amount of water, taking every 5 minutes or 10 minutes, it will dilute the allergens and then enable the loosening of secretion so that the person can breathe out. But one wonderful thing that we must have around is the wonderful cloves of garlic. We take four cloves of garlic. Always try to explain very well when I say cloves of garlic. I've had individuals go to eat four bulbs of garlic. And that will almost tear one's mouth, if not one's intestine. Four cloves of garlic, that means when you get a bulb, you break it into the little fingers and then take four. If they are big cloves, then three or four, good enough. Cut very well or blend very quickly in a cup of lukewarm water and let the asthmatic person drink rapidly. The likely thing is that he will throw up, which is good. Throwing up, blend another one ready. to now take gradually. The throwing up allows the loosening. You see, that is the objective. Loosening bronchial secretions that is not allow the release of air coming out of the lungs. So once the vomiting is encouraged and the person will just throw up, yes, he will be able to breathe better and then take another hop gradually. If you add a little bit of juice of lemon or lime into it, it's not hot. One will be able to take it with. But anyway, 4 cloves of garlic in a cup of water would dilute the garlic so well that it's not going to cause the natural burning sensations that we have when we take garlic. The active principle in garlic is excreted in the lungs, loosening secretions, improving the breathing. Now, there are quite a number of things, but you see that garlic I have found to just be right there, can be kept, it will not spoil, and can be carried easily and should be kept at home. Almost every kitchen in today's world that I know of in my own world, let me say my own world because I'm in natural healthcare, and many people that I know in one way or the other, they have influenced me, I have influenced them, and garlic should be in every kitchen, garlic should be in every home.
Yeah.
It's one of those emergency, should I call it medication, that should be in the house. Keep it in the kitchen. You will need it often because it helps many things. Then if we have planted the aloe vera plant, we take 1 to 5 leaves in a pan of water and boil it and let the person continue to inhale the vapors coming out of the pot. We can even cover the head. We can use other things for the vapor, boiled potatoes, thyme, the same thyme that we use to season our food in the kitchen, is a very powerful antiseptic, antibiotic. Now we are not taking it, and it relaxes at the same time as it does its power, opening up the bronchial walls to allow air to move in. How about good old eucalyptus? We know eucalyptus, even if we get the leaves and we boil the leaves itself, and the aroma is coming up when it is being boiled, it opens up the bronchioles of the asthma patient, enabling that person to breathe. Am I going too fast?
No, you're fine. You're good.
I'm good. Okay. Then the other thing is that at bedtime, a tablespoon of sunflower or corn oil before retiring is good. It helps breathing during sleep. So if we don't have one, we have the other. And as many as we have, we use. Especially in the acute asthmatic attack. A hot water bottle placed under the feet or between the knees is a great help in relieving congestion of the lungs. What that does is that it encourages blood flow to the legs, discouraging the accumulation of blood because of improper circulation. Once there's problem anywhere in the human body, note that there will be poor circulation in that area. That's just the way it usually is. So hot and cold applications will help objective loosen the bronchial secretion so that they can disperse, they can be spat out, they can help to just stop blocking everywhere in the lungs so that air can come in and come out very, very easily. So keeping the legs warm is critical for the asthma person. And you know, a person can have asthma at any time without even being an asthma patient before. It could just be that the person was exposed to an allergen. It could be pollen from flowers. It could be dust. It could be just some chemicals that the person is coming across for the first time, and it can trigger asthma attack. And so once we see a person with that problem, having difficulty to breathe, and seems as if it's gasping, the one thing we can do is to begin to pat the back very with firmness and encourage breathing. And then once we are able to encourage breathing, then we know that the problem will be half solved. But getting garlic is so important that we have that if it happens at home, or anywhere. Usually, if you see me around, you'll see there's likely to be garlic in my handbag. Isn't that funny? That was one day my handbag dropped in the supermarket and the contents spilled out. And And the gentleman in the store came around to help me. And then he was helping me to pick things up from my handbag. And he said, even garlic? Yes. So it's usually in my handbag sometimes. I don't know how sometimes I just have it in there, but I usually have that, especially if I'm traveling. Maybe I did travel and didn't, you know, take the content entirely out of my handbag.
Yeah, yeah.
But usually I will carry charcoal, I will carry cayenne pepper, and have some garlic, possibly peppermint oil. Usually I have these five things in my handbag when I'm traveling or in my traveling bag, so that who knows when there'll be an emergency and somebody will look at me and say, is there anything we can do to help this person? So it's always good that we have an emergency box in at home, and garlic should be one thing
and
that should
bag.
Be in there.
And in the bag.
Yeah, and in the bag. So very, very important. I know that garlic works. I've seen it work several times, and it works far better than many things that we do for the person that is having an asthma attack. In the long run, when we want to make sure that we just make sure that this is a thing of the past, we don't do it only once and stop. We still continue to give this treatment to make garlic part of this person's regimen. Cut into little small pieces, eat with lunch at least, and let the gap of the attack be so wide apart, continually making it wider and wider, keeping a menthol, like the essential oil of eucalyptus. It can be inhaled directly just from the bottle, kept in the in a place where it can be reached, maybe in the pocket, and keep, especially when one is traveling or when the temperature, when the weather starts dropping, when winter season is coming, this should be kept in the place where it can be easily reached. Because once we inhale, like the oil of eucalyptus, it's really open up the bronchial tubings and enable air to be able to get in and out. Because that's essentially the problem with asthma. It's not really a big thing. It's just that when it is not taken care of, I call it nipping a problem in the bud. When it's not nipped in the bud, then it becomes a problem that will continue to allow mucus to accumulate in the lungs, and then other complications can build on it. It is when other complications build on acute asthma that it becomes a problem. And then one will live a healthy lifestyle, of course. Drinking enough water, eating at the right time, exercising at the right time, not overexertion, as abstaining from antihistamines, caffeinated beverages, not using cortisone-like compounds in any form, because they really make the problem become more compounded. And I believe in prevention better than cure. So when we are having dust around, we should clean up with our nose well covered and don't allow dust to build up for so much before we clean up everywhere. So we prevent, and we open our windows. We let the sunlight come in and destroy the germs around the house. And when we have animals, dogs, cats, we need to be sure that our children do not react to them. We watch them when they are being exposed to it, and see whether they are sneezing when they are close to the dog or the cat. Then we know it's not good for them. Then how about stuffed animals? We should be very careful. We don't know what they are in, what's inside the animal. And some people will just react to something that is just innocent, and we allergic reaction can happen. Keep or compost far away from home, throw away all dirt every evening, no dirt sleeping with us in the house. Mold, yeast, they shouldn't be on our windowsills. They should be cleaned with vinegar and this other bleach. They clean it up very quickly. We should not allow mold. I met a family that the wife is very, very allergic to mold, life-threatening to mold. And if she travels, she really must be careful. The husband will have to inspect wherever they are sleeping, first of all, before she's allowed to come in.
Yeah.
It's so life-threatening that she had to be extremely, very, very careful. So vinegar and chlorine bleach, mix half and half with water, will help applying with gloves, of course, and help to clean the house very well. Then our babies, if we can breastfeed them, that is the best.
Yeah.
Because it is children, babies that are not breastfed that usually will have asthma. Babies that are breastfed usually do not have asthma.
Okay.
And, you know, one of the culprits that is killing our little ones, sugar. Sugar,
yes,
sugar, sugar.
Yes,
too much sugar,
yes,
and fat,
yes,
in the diet is a big problem for us in the world today, because we can get sugar so easily. And many things are just loaded with sugar and fat. Once we get our food from commercial sources, the big industries, they've got to put a lot of that to make it nice and get us addicted to eating them. Yeah. Some people may be allergic to nuts, shellfish, even tomatoes and strawberries. So that is just one part of getting at asthma that is so critical, making sure that we identify what that person is reacting to. Praise the Lord, some people don't react to anything and have asthma attack, but some do. It could be anything. Mm-hmm. We just have to be paying real close attention to these little ones or any other person who is reacting to anything. For many years, I could not take, I was trying to be a vegetarian and using milk and egg products, but I soon learned that, like my grandmother, I was allergic to eggs. If they
eggs.
Hide the egg, my body would know that it took egg.
Yeah.
And my grandmother said, is that the thing that you will use just to take after her? So it was like genetics. And she could not tolerate eggs. So thank God I then chose to be 100% plant-based. And then that took care of the problem.
Ah.
I did not have to face the problems of searching what they used to put in the food for me. So once they said it's vegetarian, I leave it alone, because it's likely they will use eggs to bind many things that they use in the meat imitations and so forth. So if we choose to know what is responsible and we are allergic to, then that solves the problem. That's it. Then we don't have. So that is one area in which asthma is well taken care of and is gone. But if we don't know what is the problem, then it becomes difficult and it will take time before we can get rid of it.
Yeah. Ooh, a mouthful. Doc, thank you so much, man, for this. Actually, quite insightful and very possible and actually very, 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 very practical. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. Shabbat shalom. Happy Sabbath to you. I hope that you enjoy
yourself.
I wish
you the same. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.